Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 145.
We are back.
I'm TJ.
I'm Joe.
We got Joe.
Kyle's here, but he can't hear him.
I'm Chad.
And I'm Dan.
Welcome to the show.
Zay.
We're coming at you live from the cabbage patch.
Whenever I go to Chad's house now, I'm like, no, I can't have beers, guys. I have to drive home.
Ooh,
I'm home, buddy. Yeah. Like,
cheers, buddy.
You're on fire.
I've been drinking.
I don't work tomorrow. I evoke stone.
This is my weekend every weekend, by the way.
TJ, you just get the fucked, man.
Sometimes I don't, but I'm glad I got someone to
Can we go for a walk later?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to
eat 2-foot-long subs.
All right, let's make this thing at least, at most, 20 minutes.
At least at most.
At least at most 20 minutes.
At least
no
15,
more, no
most 20 minutes.
It's 9:25.
Let's talk about this. Console Wars has happened first, right?
Wow, we started early tonight.
I'm so bad at this.
Yeah, Console Wars.
All right.
I'm not a fucking...
There's legitimate...
I'm not a host.
Dude, you don't
I'm
even do this shit. All right, PS4 Pro.
Yeah, that's huge.
That happened.
Chad, get on it.
That's like Console Wars shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You tell me about it, because that's what you want to talk about right now.
Chad, you won the bet. Talk about
it.
Oh,
yeah, the bet.
Yeah, you fucking won
okay,
that
so...
Shit.
Yeah. Come on.
I
in all fairness, like,
thing.
Come on. I was, like, not dumb to bet against that. This is surprising.
You, were a cocky
you gave
dick
me shit for
time.
Being on board, dude.
I'm always a cocky dick
Damn,
until
you gave
fails.
Me shit for being on board. Joe follows Chad wherever he goes.
You do, though. You absolutely do.
And I was like, dude, this thing could come out this year.
I've always hated
and
you.
And I was, like, throwing, like, quotes out. I was throwing quotes out.
You threw out a quote that from E3 where they said, oh, I'm really surprised they did it.
Because I missed it. Man, don't you remember the chain reaction of that?
I saw that.
It was
originally.
Like a link in a PS in a thing, and I was like, "Oh, I remember saying that. I remember saying. Remember, I said they were surprised, and you guys gave me shit. You're like, oh, it's clickbait bullshit."
TJ did that on me, but whatever.
So like, so I saw that quoted again,
Bob.
And I was like, "Oh, I excuse me," and I was like, "Oh, let me check back and remember what I was talking about. I don't know why, but I followed it, and there was another quote." Saying, like, we're
about?
More into the announce it and then launch it. Announce it and then launch it. That's, like, their strategy.
It was
said
Sony
people
said
are into that. Yes. Andrew House.
Okay.
He said, like, the culture more than ever is available now. Tell me what's available now.
Yeah, and they did something
and
like...
that's what they're doing.
Think about the irony
next
of, like,
year.
Xbox announcing their console,
a year and
which
half
comes out
release.
A year later,
a year
prior
half.
To PlayStation. Like, that's super ironic, right?
Yeah, but the PS4
that's why they
Pro
were surprised.
Is
yeah.
not...
You know what I mean?
What
they didn't
Scorpio
even do it at
E3.
They waited till fucking September to do it.
PS4.
And so anyway, I supported this idea. I was like, well, VR is coming. I know there was something else, too. The Slim just got announced.
The one thing that had me nervous.
Not even announced. It was just like, oh, yeah, they're doing this. It's the PS4 now.
The one thing that had me nervous was that I had heard very early on with VR talk that it did not run at all or well on just the regular PlayStation. And I knew that it was coming out in October. So I was like, I might have fucking, you know, bit off more than I could chew. But I had heard other things later on in other podcasts where they were saying that the day that it's announced was the day that people are going to get dev kits. And it was, like, obviously not true.
What's wild is that, like, this guy's probably more tapped in than some of those journalists. Like, I wonder if they go out and
yes
read
and
other
no.
sites.
I feel like Chad can kind of tell
you guys
who
predicting
the...
predicting this shit.
No, 50-50 he has reliable guess. Sources that you trust
It was
now.
Not a 50-50 guess,
It was
man.
A 50-50
no,
guess.
No, I like, I'm...
There's two
this
options.
Is an industry that I understand. Every fucking day, I swear to God, I go and check my sites. Like, I don't read the news. I sometimes go to, like, Windsor Star just to see what happened. I don't know, like, trying to get smarter. But most of the time, I just check fucking video game sites to check M4G. I know
I
shit.
Do not go to M4G.
Yeah, this
just,
guy's on top of it. It's his hobby.
It's awful.
It's a passion.
How do you sift
every
through
morning,
that shit?
I drink my coffee. I check my game news.
How do you like, sift through that shit?
I'm almost right there with you, buddy.
Oh.
I got sites.
I have sites.
I got shit that I'm following all the time.
My three sites, like first site I go to is N4G, Polygon. I do not go to IGN ever.
IGN is a joke now.
That's all I do.
It's so bad. And then I
know
go
it's
to,
bad too. I know
go
it's
to
bad.
Windsor Star.
All I'm doing,
Metacritic.
All I'm doing is highlight searching. That's all. Because
they have like really really bad. Articles like everything is dumb. Like I don't give
everything's
a fuck.
So top five reasons the new season's gonna be good. Like,
it's really bad. Most of it's like advertisements. It's like, dude, you can't watch a single video on IGN without watching a 30-second advertisement.
And they have like a proprietary
single one.
They don't use YouTube. They have their own proprietary video player. So you can't skip it.
Oh, and it runs so bad
after
too.
Fucking 4 seconds.
I can't, like, see, like I'm saying, I'm just highlight chasing.
Yep.
I'm like, oh cool, like I'll if there's a video that works that happens to work that time, I'll be into it.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of like my games feed. I know they're gonna cover me with movies and other shit too.
I don't, get me wrong, I so it's check like IGN multiple times a day, but
where the other ones they won't throw me like movie trailers and stuff. Like Polygon, do they do much with movie and other general entertainment? Like, I follow the comics.
So do I, and I don't know why I do.
The TV comics. TV stuff. Like, I know what's happening on fucking FX. You know, like, it's just my source.
Hey, I think we have the same shit.
Like, but
I see what you say.
Yeah, I know that it's shit. It's just easy for me.
N4G, I tried to follow that site, and it's just so much poop.
Fake, a lot of poop,
fake
but like,
stuff. Like, anyone can write on that.
The, redesigned version of it is like, all it's kind of, I've never honestly used Reddit. I kind of want to.
Yeah, I really.
Do you use
like,
Reddit, oh. Kyle?
Yeah. I feel like Reddit's the worst. When I get a Google result for Reddit, it's, ugh, just idiots, just like, yeah. And
you know,
like the formatting
news
is horrible.
Breaks on Reddit.
I know it does, but ugh. I guess maybe I'm uninterested in breaking news, and that's why
I think I'm just
it.
Old and I don't give a shit.
Probably
like,
yeah.
Reddit's something I don't understand. I don't give a shit.
Dude, I gave up before Twitter. I don't even know
what the fuck Twitter
is about. I don't, like, my biggest issue with Facebook is when people were notifying me every 12 minutes what the fuck they're doing. And that's all Twitter is. Just.
But it's like, oh, I get to see what Arnold's doing.
Oh, sweet.
You know,
I was talking to this guy.
Check
out my dope dinner.
He's got a 17 and 18-year-old son. And he says they don't even care to get their licenses because they're playing video games through the headsets. And that's all they're interested in. Like, getting your license is not a big deal. How fucked is that? Like, that was like a mind-blowing thing for me.
Wow.
Getting a license for me was not a big deal.
I don't have to drive to my
friend's. I didn't get my
license
until I was 21.
20. Yeah, I got mine pretty late.
Dude, 16, 17, 18, 19.
What's wrong with you?
All
did you
I was
get your
doing,
license?
Dude, 16, day
you
one.
Know what?
Yeah, see, he's normal.
I was too busy playing games.
I was too busy playing games.
Oh,
absolutely
my God.
Absolutely was.
I guess you sympathize then. To me, it was like...
I just remember thinking...
Ugh, mind-boggling.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. That was, I'm like, my mom's not going to let me drive a car, and there's no fucking way Darcy's going to let me drive his truck. I don't have a job.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, I don't need it.
So I didn't get my G2 till I was...
And I had buddies who drove. Tim drove. You drove.
Yeah, I fucking drove, dickhead.
Then, dude, I paid you back and more.
Yeah, you did.
Do you remember sleeping on my couch every day for, like, forever?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, we had some fucking, man, remember being 20?
No.
Not 20, but like early 20s, like when we met you.
I remember.
You know how I met you? Like going out and partying.
I
met you through Jerry.
Stop rocking that.
But I mean, like, every time I saw you was at like Volge get-togethers, I was getting hammered.
Yeah.
Always.
Strawberry Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get hammered anymore, man.
You don't get
what? That's your problem.
Hammered. John Casabon and that fucking weirdo guy. Andrew Harlow or whatever, I ran into them, and he's like, I haven't seen either one of them. I don't even know who Harlow is. I haven't seen Casbon in 15 years. And he's like, oh, yeah, cool. It's his dirty 30 in a couple weeks. You should come with us to the casino. And I'm like,
oh,
I'm like,
no.
I'm like, oh, yeah, all right. Well, I don't know. Sure, maybe. I'm like, I don't really go out. I'm like, I haven't been out in 2 years, but yeah, sure.
Jeez.
And then as soon as he got home, like literally – 15 minutes after I had this meeting with him, Andrew Harlow adds me on fucking Facebook and invites me to his 30th birthday party. I don't know who the fuck this guy is. I don't want to go to your fucking 30th birthday party. Who are you? And then he starts sending me videos tonight of Down with the Sickness.
No.
No, for real. And it's
like the actual song?
And it's Harambe whipping that fucking kid around to Down with the Sickness.
I'm not even joking. Actually. I'd like to see that. Can you flick it to the big screen?
Can you please? Oh, please, God, put it on the big screen. Can you flick it to the big screen?
No, we'll do this later. We'll watch it later, but I'll show
Get
you.
Get up, come on.
And then I wrote LOL, I guess. I'm like, what else am I fucking say to this guy?
Dude, you're baiting him.
I don't, what do I just ignore him? Flat out ignore him.
Yeah.
So I said LOL, and then he sends me two GIFs back to back. One is King of the Hill.
Sorry,
and
buddy.
The next one is Joe Dirt. No, I don't know how they're connected. And he's like,
all right, okay.
He's kicking dirt in the hole, and I'm like, yeah.
Hey, sorry, dude. Next time that happens, I won't make a scene.
What? You'll read it. I'll show you. This guy's fucking weird. I got you, brother. Look at.
Hey, you guys heard of the All Rage World podcast?
Go through it.
Oh, that.
You guys remember that?
Go through this.
I'll watch it later. Like, we got to back on
I
this.
I
want
it. I got you, bye-bye.
You'll get it later. You're too far.
Remember, we can say anything for bro?
Bradat. All
right, so what else are we talking about?
Reddit.
Oh, yeah. It's the biggest news in fucking 5 years. And we're just...
It isn't, though.
It is. It is divided the console wars into three.
Yes and no.
Three.
Yes and no, because I can still play every game that comes out.
I'm not even paying attention to Nintendo.
Disgusting. Doing their thing.
Who?
Like, killing it.
What are you talking about?
Nintendo is...
It's three consoles now.
Nintendo's a joke at this point.
Sure, yeah. Are they on the bottom? Fine. But they are there.
I don't think they're there.
PlayStation.
I don't even think they'll be there. Like, this is it. NX is done.
Not everyone cares about that shit, Chad.
I'm telling you, NX will be bad.
No, dude. I'm not saying this isn't me saying NX is going to be good. I'm saying that they are one of three now.
Where they've always been. What are you talking about? It's been this for 20 years.
Yeah, but Xbox and PlayStation have been doing the same thing for a long time, right?
No. Well, yes. Kind of. I mean, Xbox was playing catch up, then they surpassed, and now Sony surpassed.
No, I'm talking PS3 and 360.
360.
Okay, after PS2 GameCube
versus Xbox,
Nintendo like, went to Wii.
They've been racing. They've been having that race for three generations.
Yeah, it went PS2. Dope console. Right. Great. And then it went Xbox 360 over PS3. And now it's PS4.
Feel like Xbox is pulling ahead, like, into a different space.
You think they're splitting off?
Yes.
No.
Clearly.
I think that Microsoft is sort of ahead of the curve.
PS5 is not coming out in 2018. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
Okay, well, this
Microsoft
thing
is ending consoles.
Yeah, I know.
And that's
what I'm talking about.
If it has the accessibility of a console and it's not a typical console, who gives a shit?
I am not saying it's a bad thing.
I don't even know what you're saying or what I'm arguing.
What's happening is three.
I just know that I'm right and you're wrong.
You guys always think that I'm trying to push an opinion or something. All I'm just trying to editorialize this fucking what's happening in the goddamn gaming news.
Sorry.
What were you?
I don't even know what you're saying or what I'm arguing. I'm just mad.
You know what work? There's this, me and this guy, we argue all the time, and there's this third guy, he just laughs at us. And that's Chad right now. And it's just like, it makes us realize how dumb we are. Thank you, Chad.
Fuck all you. Right. I'm not dumb. This is happening.
I'm just kidding. I'm just totally not in the conversation is all.
I'm just talking about shit you guys like.
I'm laughing at Dan's comment. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I'm jibbed as it is.
I felt like I was with you on it. I was like, what are you talking about? I think you said it. I don't know what I'm arguing. I don't know what you said.
Is that it for console wars?
No.
Let's talk about Battlefield.
We haven't even started anything yet.
Well, get it going, man.
You got to sit up straight. Yeah, look at the way you're fucking sitting.
He is better situated than the rest of us.
My mic is closer than yours.
If I sat like you, I'd be like, fuck. Like, you're sitting in a fuck stance right now.
This is my fuck stance.
Fuck.
It's always DTF.
And you're giving off fuck.
This is my dream, that I can sit like this and podcast.
All right. Yeah, it is comfortable, right?
Yeah, it's dope.
Fuck.
Not that your house isn't comfortable, it's just different.
No, that's really nice.
No, I like his house, too. Oh, right. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No, there's no judgment.
Stop
putting
words in my mouth.
Why you gotta say my house is better than Chad's?
Dickheads.
Because right. I'm jealous of Chad's dope garage coming along perfectly.
He said that before you came.
Oh!
TJ?
That was your fault, not mine.
Is that on the couch?
I don't know.
TJ, I'm trying to dance, and you're just putting drinks.
Is that the Scotch Garden?
It's good, bro. And it's not on the couch. There's nothing here. I don't think anything came out.
I caught it with the glass.
His whole glass lifted up. Like,
this is just
the
an
liquid
empty glass.
Inside the glass. Lifted up.
How little was
in
there?
Right,
I'm not drunk.
Fell back down.
Yeah, he TJ, did like he did like
one square.
110 degrees.
Guys, this is the first time.
It's also empty.
What are you talking about?
How much did you drink? Are you wasted like me?
The glass was almost all the way up. It's fucking spilled for a second.
It's a tropical forest.
It's actually empty though. Like, relax.
Are you gonna talk about NES box or what? Yes or no?
Sorry?
NES box?
NES box.
The emulation, isn't that what it's called?
Oh yeah. We need to check that thing out.
That could be console
Explain
wars,
to
right?
me what the hell that you were like I didn't get what
I didn't get
it
from the image either.
So this goes back to the whole like Microsoft becoming more than just consoles, or like home consoles, releasing a game that only works on that, not on PC. You know how they're doing
play anywhere,
the cross play, yeah, play anywhere thing.
Yeah.
So it's becoming more of a PC.
Where did we lose you?
It's becoming more of a PC. So
it's because the lights are off and you can't see all of our faces.
On the marketplace, they're releasing apps. Like, they have Netflix and all that type of shit. And there's going to be the...
Chad's like, are you guys still awake?
There's going to be the NES Sorry. Box. NES Box is something that works for Windows 10. And Xbox One runs off a version of Windows 10.
Right.
So it works on both systems. So there's going to be applications like that that are going to work. And apparently this thing works. You just have to load your ROMs, like your games.
On a flash drive?
Yeah, on a USB drive. Plug it into the console and the app will recognize those games. And within the app, you can set your Xbox One controller to however you want.
Sounds like...
That's fucking amazing. Fucking
some of the great things about PC without some of the drawbacks.
We can try this.
I'd love to try that.
What? Are you talking about hacking a console right now?
It's not hacking. It's on there.
It's legitimate now.
Remember when Wii was really popular because you could hack it?
What?
Oh my god, yeah.
When what was?
TJ, what were you just supposed to say?
And Dreamcast.
You were on something.
I'm saying you're getting some of the benefits of PC, which is being able to hack shit like this.
Yeah.
But not to the drawbacks, where you still got that like one experience, right? The console experience, everything works.
Okay, say when Scorpio comes out, they're saying it's not a typical console. What's the difference? It's still a physical box, yes?
It's a fucking pig, Dan. Pig.
That's fine. I don't care. You guys always complain about the size of consoles.
I mean a positive thing. Like, okay. It's going to be a
powerful beast.
Yeah. It's going to be a really good computer, okay?
So is it going to be a big, literal, like, tower?
No one knows.
Probably. No, I don't mean it's going to be fair tower, size, but it's going to be there. Like,
so it's going to be fair size. Is it? Does it have a disk drive anymore, or has everything become...
No, they said it's going to have a disk drive.
It's a console.
It's got 4K Blu-ray in it, all that shit.
Then it's a console.
PCs have disk drives.
Then what... How does that make it deviate from
It's not any more of a Windows box just because you can also play that game on Windows.
What?
They're just making it so you can put the disc in your fucking Windows 10 machine and make it work. Doesn't make it any more like Windows. Like, it's if anything, it's just adding additional support. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
I wonder if
just
it becomes a perspective as well,
just,
though,
like I said, they're just tricking people into buying new PCs, and that's okay. Like,
God,
that's
so is
PS4
Pro. It's the same thing. Why is it more of a PC just because they're adding support for your
PC?
Because
it's going to be massive. Like, it's going to be a big, big increase, and no more versions of this are coming out. Only upgrades.
Upgrade. PC. How do you upgrade it then? Like, you'd have to physically take it apart and get new pieces?
Who said upgrades?
No, you just buy a new version.
So you have to...
Console.
Boom. Ditch your $500 you just spent and buy another $700?
Just like a
phone. Yeah, but they're not going to launch them every year. They're going to be like every 4 or 5 years as the technology increases.
So every 4 or 5 years I have to spend another...
Don't have to.
So what?
It's a lot of money.
Sell your shitty one.
Yeah, but nobody's gonna buy my shitty one.
All I hear you saying is, I don't want options.
What?
Please just give me a console.
No, I'm saying
only make that, and don't ever upgrade it. Let my hardware become old.
Guys, I think this is a brilliant idea. It sucks because I look forward to the actual console launching. Like, what's it gonna be? What's it gonna look like?
And they
all that type of shit.
That's why.
But it can't do that anymore. Like, there's
sure
games.
They can.
Games look amazing. There's nothing they like. Fucking Spider-Man. Spider-Man, like what they showed of that looks fucking incredible. Look real.
It does look incredible.
On like, 1080, it looked crazy.
And there's no way that the next console in 4 years is going to be
gonna
a significant
better.
Jump. Like,
no,
how much
all,
money are they going into just...
I could find you saying that 3 years ago for this console.
Interesting.
I don't think so.
Graphical
Nothing's
power.
Changed since 360, man. Like games have just got slightly better. From console generation to console generation before,
like
it was like, holy fuck, but they literally can't do that anymore.
So maybe it's like...
Honest to God,
caught up.
We've had the technology to create more blades of grass for a decade. And they've been holding back. Now they're doubling the blades of grass, and in 4 years from now, they'll double it again. You know what I mean? Like, it'll look more
That's
real.
True. Draw distances. Draw distances.
Draw
like
distances
in,
is a big one, too, yeah.
Like,
is this like
in the horizon.
Argument? Like, it can't look better. Is this that argument again? Like, this current gen?
Almost. No, but, like, truthfully this time, like, we've caught up.
It can't get any better.
Like, obviously, it can get better. Like, draw distance in a game like Skyrim. And if the graphics look as good, like, from this close,
more realistic miles textures away, and lighting will always get better and better and better.
Think about movies, right? Like
Skyrim looks like shit, and that game looked fucking beautiful.
CGI they put in major motion pictures is pretty retarded, right?
Oh, yeah. Games can be like, that one day.
We're...
It's, games it's will, it's
getting
will
closer to that.
What? Yeah, like it's pre-generated on a fucking mainframe computer or whatever.
Well, have you seen that Hellblade game, right? Like the way they film the cinematics is live, like in an environment and everything. So it's just like
they've been like doing that with games for my whole life.
What's that?
They've been doing that with games forever.
I think your point is though, imagine they don't have to.
It's like it's a live performance. Like
yeah, motion cap is like
it's not motion cap, it's performance cap. Remember?
What?
Like a weird difference?
No.
Watch the videos. There's like there's dev videos.
Oh, because it's like
showed us.
No, and I'm just saying it's stuff like that. Like,
well, because it's like
to get better at like
it's advanced motion cap. It's got your face and like it's not just the body movements anymore.
And I think one thing that does push it up generation to generation is what they can offer new developers.
Okay, here's the thing:
a wide range of developers.
The difference. I watched something the other day. Actually, it was the evolution of PlayStation. So they showed tech demos for Uncharted 3 on PS3, and like they showed Nathan Drake moving his face and stuff. PS4, it looks obviously amazing, like it looks fantastic. Yeah. But PS3 was at the point where it's like games are starting to look really good. Like Mass Effect facial animations,
it was getting there, yeah.
And now it's like it's there. Like Uncharted 4 is spot on.
It is gorgeous, but I'm excited like when the to characters like look talk, back on it and be like,
he looks bad.
It looks bad. So will weird. We get there?
A face
or,
is one thing, a scene is another, right?
Are we too close to like realism now? Like you're saying, you can't make any more significant jumps because then it just becomes real.
Yeah, now it's just like more detail. Like
they're all gradual increases of,
but really,
like doubling. Like I loaded up the you're Battlefield right. 1 beta on my PC.
Absolutely does.
Yeah,
I loaded up on my PC. I downloaded Battlefield 1 beta on my PC.
Did it look better?
It looks better, but it's not like...
You're like, all right, whatever. I'm still good on console. Yeah, hey, like, playing with my friends and everything outweigh...
Let me...
Yeah, like, it doesn't look that much better.
Let's put it this way, right? Like, it's, fuck, I had, like, a thought.
And it's gone.
No, it's, it not... Okay, more than just graphics matter, right? Like, all these ups in computing power, it's like it's not just the graphics that matter, and that's sort of what Microsoft is saying by not releasing new consoles, right? Like you buy a box because you're behind like the way they talk about it and like the exclusives like that they're gonna put on it and stuff like that.
Exclusive, and, sure.
And well, just the whole scene of it, like Xbox Live was a huge thing. That was what they brought to the table, to the console war. Like it was just like, I'm like, we have something new to offer. It's a new box. And that kind of stuff matters, like different approaches to like.
But now everybody offers the same thing.
Well, not anymore, right?
PlayStation. Yeah, everything's got a everything's got a Netflix app.
Yeah,
YouTube.
Fucking like, TVs now.
But yeah, I have a Netflix that's what on my that's remote. What they're saying is only graphics matter, because no matter what, in the next like the foreseeable future, it's going to be Xbox Ones or Xboxes, and it's just going to be graphical alterations,
yeah,
software updates maybe, but they're not going to change the way it feels.
Frames per second is like a really important thing to me, and like everything's 30 frames per second. Like once you've played 60 frames, it's
did
hard
you see
to
that?
Go back.
What did I share this week? They said the
is Mass Effect going to be 30 frames even on PS4K?
Yeah,
or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, PS4 that's Pro? That's what it was. The PS4 Pro and
yeah, it's 30 frames on
are locked at 30 frames.
That's a joke. Why would you not have it 60?
They have to make a decision between literally blades of grass versus frames. And you're getting more blades because they think that's better than frames.
No, they're dumb. Not, I don't think they're sure the graphics. They're just doing the
they said
it
that
was just doing the resolution.
It was made for PS4 and they're like, we've been making this
game
for
5 years.
It was made
for like PS4 Pro is made for 4K hopefully.
No, dude. They did a really bad job in PlayStation meeting showing the comparison. They did a swipe across the screen really fast. If you stopped it and reversed it, like the detail and the amount of like polygons and like different, like literally a blaze of grass, like there was fucking like plants, is way more and it looks way more realistic. And I'm telling you, like, the only reason to dull down to 30 frames per second is because you're showing more of that and you can't do both. And they're just saying, like, 30 frames.
Why can't we do both?
Well, because you got to go four times as powerful. You like gotta buy fucking Scorpio.
Scorpio for that.
Exactly.
Okay, well, then why the fuck would I buy a PS4 Pro?
Because it's saying. 1 year
I'm
earlier.
Getting a Scorpio. I don't give a fuck about a year.
Well, Scorpio.
There you go.
Scorpio.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I am. If Scorpio is this beast that it's supposed to be.
That's what I'm saying it is.
Like.
A new thing.
My prediction I'm was down. E3 this year. A Halo 6, and it looks.
But you got to be careful, Dan.
What?
Because Xbox ain't putting out good games lately.
Dude, I don't give a shit. I don't play, like, what are the exclusives? I'll still have a PlayStation console.
Okay, cool.
I'm just not going
to
get
careful,
there.
Careful, though.
Dude, for big developers careful to develop on the main, like, the big thing about 360.
It'll be on PS4, I promise you that.
You think I'll play PS4 over?
No. But careful. You're going to have both, fine. You guys are like Chad won't have both. You got to watch out, Chad.
No, I only got one.
Yeah, you're going to miss out on some shit.
I don't care. What am I going to play?
Games.
Every game that's come out on PS4 has sucked.
He honestly, like, Uncharted's bad. I liked a lot of
Uncharted is bad.
You're both fucking... Kyle, you played Uncharted.
Yeah, I liked it. Did Uncharted
you really like
not,
it?
Like, I really had a good time. I'd be
like,
happy.
I played
halfway through.
Sure. Some, like, getting through some of the enemy areas. But, I mean, the story was good and, like, presentation is so far above the bar.
It's not as good as Braid or Meat Boy.
Come on.
Where you're fighting guys, just like, oh no, like, if like the smallest little incident would happen, I'd be like, oh, I better climb that cliff to get to the solution. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, why?
Yeah, I know. I get you. It's very gamey. It's
but
a little more gamey
I
than it should have
like
been.
That's a stupid complaint. I just, but yeah, like it was a really fun game.
They have a really good way. I think it was
Chad hated it.
I didn't like it. The game at all, but. I think it was on Game Junk where they talked about they have like, who makes that game?
Naughty Dog.
They have an amazing way of making it feel like a huge open space, but very linear.
Yeah.
But for it to seem like there's got to be other ways where I can go, but I chose this.
There
way.
Aren't. There's like.
But it's always branching
out.
Like
right they back. Really lead you on that path though, like very well.
Yeah. Like they confuse you into thinking like you have choice. But it's all very scripted where the handholds go.
I really noticed that when you're driving a Jeep or something, like you'd be like
that Jeep area is a perfect example where
you'd
it's
be like flying and you're just like, oh shit,
how am I doing this?
And
like
you just make a turn and you're like, I'm just gonna try and go up this little thing and you're just like on the road still. Like,
yeah, you're wow. in the straight line that they developed for
that,
you.
That machine gun like van or whatever it is, like that giant.
I'm actually really looking forward to seeing that
scene. And you're like
scene.
Flying downhill.
That entire chase scene and everything in 4K with like the new lighting or whatever the fuck it was. Or the new
HDR.
Like,
hey, and you know what's
color?
Wild is those scenes always end so cinematically. You're like, how did I like, I turned left there and that's why the camera switched.
Yeah.
Just perfectly to see that boat like
man,
ride the back of mine.
It is
like,
amazing.
It is amazing the way everything's put together.
They're incredible.
Some of the times
like,
when you're jumping on
Last
the rooftops
Last of Us is
stuff,
one of the best games ever made.
When you're jumping on the rooftops, I was like, there's no way I'm going in the right direction. Like, these are weird roofs.
And
sure enough, like, a flashlight would turn, or like a searchlight would turn
you're like,
and show
oh.
a guy in a window and like, hey, come on, get out of there. They're all like looking for you.
There was a couple times,
yeah.
though.
I was going the right way.
Oh. Where was it? Where I did actually go the wrong way and I died because the game didn't develop that far.
Yeah, those are funny.
And it's just like, oh.
Are you talking
like,
about
oh,
jumping off the cliff?
No, like, when you escape the, like, the ball that you first see Sullivan at and that Rafe guy
is
there.
Yeah, gotcha.
And you're escaping, like, in that rock area that ends up in, like, a limo or something.
Yep.
That was shitty. That
most of
the part
shitty.
Was bad.
Why? What happened?
I thought it was.
I just thought it was like really poorly developed. Like they're good at guiding you where you're supposed to go, except for that mission. I felt like that mission. I was just going. I don't know where the fuck.
Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it doesn't work. And, like,
did you like not catch the
work.
Zip line or something?
No, like I'd be climbing around a side, be like, okay, I can do this. I'm gonna go under here because I could go under here on the other one that looks the exact same. But it's like, oh, no, they didn't develop it. I just fell off and died.
They didn't develop it.
There was no white ledges. That's your own fault for not following them.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, it was dark out.
I'm with you, man. Remember, I don't like this game. I think, yeah, like it's not the bee's knees, man.
Oh, Chad doesn't like it. I don't think I like it either.
That is not what happened, dude.
No, I think Joe didn't like it.
It's fucking boring.
I don't think it was at all. But
it was like, really boring.
Cool.
And it to each his own. Like, and the gameplay, like it wasn't.
I find playing what level were you in Rogue Legacy? I find playing that game 7,000 times boring. Like right, it's fine. Moving to each on, his man. Own.
I guess I don't have an opinion.
You have a lot of opinions.
No, I just
all of them are wrong.
The game you guys are talking about.
You've said you don't like it. That's your opinion, and I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Fuck. You're on. Like I can't even fucking comment without you thinking that I'm interrupting you. Just go.
Just go.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought it was pretty boring, man.
And I know you did.
Like you throw that thing up, and a lot
that
of
thing
time
was
it would
way
work.
Overused. I get it.
Yeah. Did you play it on? Did you play it on hard?
Yeah.
I played it on super easy. Like.
I know.
Like
it ruins
the game.
The combat
was kind of lame. Like I don't know.
It's
dude.
Uncharted. You never played 1, 2, or 3. You can't jump into 4 and be
why
like.
Why don't I tell you what I liked about it? It was I really liked being in a like well polished area. Like I liked knowing that I was playing the best thing available to like you know visually. That was really cool.
Did you guys think the sneaking parts were really shit?
Yeah, they were lame.
Did you always go back and just shoot everybody?
Always, pretty much. I snuck until I got caught, and then I fought my way through.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But I would get caught.
Yeah, you do love stealth. Like, oh, yeah, you had the time, though. Like, you played it at a good time because you had the time to play the game.
I did.
Yeah. I couldn't experience it well.
Stop scraping.
Fucking winter coat.
That's how often I come down here.
You have a winter coat down here?
Yeah, it's just been on the back of my computer chair since January.
I haven't seen my winter coat since February.
Oh, this thing's going down.
I can't wait for my winter coat. Anyways.
It's out.
I can't wait for my winter coat. What are we talking about? Chad, can you go grab a couple of beers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Thanks. All right, let's move on. PS4 Pro, general consensus. I don't really think it's awesome at all.
I'm excited for new hardware, but... I don't need it right
if
now.
If it were new hardware, you know, if it were actually like,
but it's not.
I don't know.
Good, then I'd be down. Like people are saying, like,
I'm sorry,
it's not much better. Like, sure, yeah, it looks kind of like a high end PC, but like, no.
Dude, I've watched videos that Sony put out.
I'm good.
That's you're not gonna drink that one.
You can have one. There's three.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll take one.
Buddy, I didn't fill my fucking entire fridge with beer to not have you guys drink them.
I love looking in there right now.
Yeah, it's good, eh?
Yeah, even the videos that they released, they were like, they put those sliders across. Uh-huh. Like look at the screenshot difference.
Yeah.
There is visibly no difference, and
In one times, like the regular speed, you cannot see it. Stop the video and slide it. It's incredible the difference. And that's on 1080p, like just showing more blades of grass. Then I got to imagine 4K with HDR has got to be nuts.
I watched the 4K on my TV. I put my computer up because my computer could actually do 4K YouTube. So I had it to the TV. Like it looks like Horizon actually looked fucking amazing.
That game does look fucking amazing.
But the 4K video... When she's walking around slowly, like her hair and shit, I was like, and you climb on top of that fucking giraffe beast. Yeah. That was awesome. That game's gonna be amazing.
Yeah. They need to fix the hair movement. It's so unrealistic.
Yeah, it flicks around.
Yeah.
Sometimes
the physics is wrong.
Like you're 110 degree.
But yeah, PS2, dude, you're gonna be able to play Mass Effect in 4K. Like that is the difference right there. That's PS4
I'll
Pro.
Wait. Honestly, I think
will
I'll
it
wait
look
till...
that much
yes,
better?
Every shot.
It looks super clean.
Oh, I hate this.
I'm okay
look
though.
It'll look like the first time you saw fucking HD, but not crazy.
Okay, here's a prime example. Playing Uncharted, people are saying it's the best looking game on console ever. Blah blah blah. As I'm playing through, there are only key points where I look around and go like, "Wow."
You
most
love
of the time.
That shit.
You know what the thing is?
Vistas, water. You love all that shit.
No, but I'm saying, like, there are often times when I'm playing a beautiful game where I'm like, it doesn't matter if this looked not as good. Like,
okay, but imagine Uncharted 4 in HD. But again, like another HD, Dan.
I don't.
That's what you're
care.
Going. That's what you're talking about.
They're
4K
minuscule
is that.
Jumps now.
I want to say something.
Is it quick. Right? Am I wrong? 4K
it's,
is that right?
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like console games currently.
I got one.
Do you know how when you played? Like,
I don't want to spend more money for the same thing.
The majority of us
HD,
can say,
dude. We're talking about HD again. Sorry, Chad. Go ahead.
It's all right. The majority of us can have played like StarCraft or StarCraft 2. When you play those games on PC, they look like super crisp, right? Like the resolution around each individual thing, you don't see like the jaggy pixel
yeah, no
climb
jaggies.
Or anything like that. Yeah. It's just like computers can output that shit. Mass Effect, the 4K video looked like that. Like you don't look into the distance and things start to get kind of blurry or the draw distance is shitty. It was like pristine straight lines as far as the eye
perfect.
Could see.
Wow. It was perfect.
Like just super resolution.
Like I said, I have to be sold on it. Like watching a fucking shitty resolution video on my iPhone isn't gonna have me. I'm not sold.
That's the
next
thing,
time
like,
we're at your house, we have to go in.
Yeah, so
you know,
if I
see it.
Can we do that? Like, can
yeah.
I please see what it actually is going to be?
That's all I want. I want it.
So say I do get it and I play it on this television, how much worse will it look?
I don't think worse. Like, it'll look better. Like, it's going to look better no matter what. Like,
but
it's
like,
at least games currently, only a couple of them on PS4 run in 1080p.
Yeah?
So it hopefully with Pro, we can get that 1080p at least with... like 60 frames a second.
You remember that they're thinking about charging for the upgrade to your PS4 that plays HDR.
I heard about that actually.
Because it's like a big deal. And
charging?
PS4 Pro, I don't know. Yeah, but PS4 Pro like is like the highest end visuals. It's like I said, it's HD again. I can say it over and over again, but yeah, like that's how much better it's gonna look with a 4K TV.
We'll see, man. Like, I'm not just going to take a bet on it. Like, I hope it's good. If it's really good, then fuck, I'll get it for Christmas.
Oh,
Kyle, side note.
But if it's not really
thing.
Good, then, like, I don't care, man. I'll wait for Scorpio next year, and that's all there is to it.
Cool.
That 4K monitor you were looking at, I teased it because it was 5 milliseconds. I was just being an idiot. How much was that thing?
I think it was, like, $570 or something. Or...
That's a lot of money.
You paid $570 for
it.
Your...
It's a lot of money, but I'd want it.
Yeah, it was, like, it was big. It was a big monitor.
Did you see like the LG ones? LG made a curved gaming monitor.
Are those the ones with like a super extended vision? Whoa.
Yeah, it's like three monitors, but all one screen, and it's like that OLED, and you just.
That'd be crazy.
Just in the game.
You could see a tank come in.
I would love to crank your like field of view in Battlefield or something.
And do that.
I don't like it.
You'd probably
man.
See like 360.
Did you crank that shit up? On the field of view,
I turned it up just to see how drastic
and
it was.
And I hated it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's
when
weird.
It's
you're like
all
playing fisheye lens. Like, yeah. I'm not doing this. I'm switching back. Did you ever try that? You change your?
I did not.
No, it is crazy.
No.
Oh yeah, we're talking about the Battlefield 1 beta.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game.
Are we switching to what we?
That was
played?
Quite the transition, though.
Please.
Eh?
All right.
What we played.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much all we played was
I'm
Battlefield.
Giving the mic back to you quite a bit for this.
Did anyone play anything besides Battlefield?
Nope.
So we're just talking about Battlefield.
I sold my console after the beta.
Yeah,
that
but
was
I mean,
Cold Wars.
That was different, Kyle. You don't understand.
It was a graphics comparison video.
What?
I don't know. I don't think I played anything else.
I played Peggle 2 today.
I played a little bit of the new Hitman game.
Ooh, tell me about it, baby.
Oh, I just been playing Madden. That.
Get into that.
So have you've obviously played all of the expansions as well?
I don't know. I think there's been an update since I've
There's been
played.
Two or three. I think there's two now.
Yeah, I think the full game is
I played the first three levels. The Paris, like there's a fashion show in Paris. Then the second one is like...
Is it like classic Hitman?
No, it's really different. It's really different.
In a good way or bad though? Because I feel like your opinion
really,
in Hitman matters
really
to me.
What?
He's played Hitman. So have you, but... I witnessed him playing it often.
Chop liver, man.
I don't remember that, but
hey, I just want to take a minute.
I did
say,
play all. I think I have played all of them. Yeah, like I.
Two weekends with Kyle Brewley.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Pretty soon.
I can't
be
fucking
home.
Wait until you're here, you son of a bitch.
It's gonna be a good time.
I'm every excited. Weekend, Kyle, come on.
Yeah, you're gonna do this with us
yeah.
every weekend, right?
Yeah. I'm
Like this is
we're all doing it. We can all
like,
do it. You are in.
If I
every weekend
I say most weekends. I feel like I'm the only one who ever misses anything. You guys are pretty consistent.
Damn straight.
What were we talking about?
TJ, most consistent.
Hitman.
You're talking about Hitman.
Right. So there's three levels. Paris. Or there was when I played it. There might be four or five now, actually. There might be... there's probably four.
Do you have to pay, like, much more money to play the next
one? They're levels? Like... You get, they're each one. You buy the first one, and it's like... I think it's $14.99 or whatever. Yeah. But it's a big level, and you can replay it in tons of ways. So basically, the way it works now, instead of... Sorry, I'm not even...
No, I
instead of
dead, but you're good.
Instead of it being one level, and it's like, okay, this is your mission for, you know, the first level, basically. Like it's just a big open map. You're in like a big property of some kind, like really big, much bigger than old Hitman games. Not like a city or anything, but like
I got you.
Like yeah, okay, and and there's tons of people in every scenario. So and then you play it the first time, and there'll be like, there's usually like two targets rather than just the one, and that's then cool. And there's just countless ways to kill them, and there's all these like added like bonus things you can do in the game, like, oh, kill them wearing this with this thing, like
challenges, right?
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
like fucking Clue, escape this way.
Like, oh yeah, you were talking about getting to the boat, you found keys, and then the boat to escape.
It sounds like a really fun game to develop.
Yeah, they're just thinking of
the worst part about this game. It's not so bad in Paris fashion show level, because it's like, oh, okay, you can let it go. It's because it's Paris. It's, you know, it's a fashion show. There would be people from everywhere around the world here, so maybe this is why they get away with it here. But then like this, there's what I'm complaining about is the voice acting. So I didn't even know if I meant that.
Why are you?
It's like everyone is just like a totally white dude or chick, and just like. Like the third level is literally
Dude, Square Enix voice acting.
Hello,
Montreal.
Are they Montreal?
Yeah,
in Hawaii.
Yeah,
the third level is in like the Middle East, and it's just like you'll just bump into some like merchant on the street, and he'll be like, "Hey, buddy," and it's just like,
"Okay, right out."
Yeah, like don't believe this.
I'm in Saudi Arabia. What's up, man?
Hey, didn't you feel like? When you started replaying levels over and over, like the Paris thing was the only thing out for a while. So, like, were you ever in a situation where you only had one level to play, or just was it just three? You got all three at once?
No. I bought the Paris one. I was like, I kind of like that. I don't have to like commit to like $70 on this game right now. I can just, I paid $11.99 or whatever it is for the Paris one, and then I was just like, if I like it, I'll buy the next one. There's three to play.
Yeah, me too. And
that's the best way.
Going back into the same world over and over and over again, it started to feel like. Edge of Tomorrow, that fucking Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, you can just like burst in and do the beginning part, like so, like the guards. You learn how the world so works, long around like, for a little while. Just like you know exactly like when to take the one guy down and move him
that
where to put him.
That was fucking amazing.
Yeah,
did you pass that up on in 3D?
No, they didn't have it.
Oh,
I recently
man, there's been fucking four times I think where I tried to watch that movie and I've only caught parts of it because I had to leave or.
Oh, it's so good.
That's like, any really, Tom Cruise sci-fi. Just buy into any Tom Cruise sci-fi, you can guarantee.
I don't. I
would. Oblivion was.
Oblivion,
so bad.
Oblivion was bad.
No, but it was fine. It was fun.
It like if you're comparing
Edge Tomorrow, it's not the best movie in the world. It's a lot of fun. Like it's a good sci-fi.
It's not the best movie in the world, but like it's much cool. Better than Oblivion in my opinion.
Sure,
yeah,
but Oblivion's fun too.
I didn't really like Oblivion.
Yeah, what, you didn't like Oblivion?
No.
Destroy the Core. It's just, well, that's really what Edge of Tomorrow was.
You know what's fun about Edge of Tomorrow? It was just like a game. Like, you're getting better at it. You're watching Tom Cruise get better at the game.
Yeah.
And he's just fucking awesome. He's just like once he gets into, like, the training simulator, where, What's-Her-Tits is watching him.
What's-Her-Tits?
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt.
With blonde hair, though.
I was just trying to get a laugh at
What's-Her-Tits?
Dude. I don't want to be a fucking
Hitman,
penis.
So, Hitman is Edge of Tomorrow, but you're Tom Cruise.
Yeah, when I watch
it's
Tom
awesome.
Cruise. What?
Hitman is like Edge of Tomorrow, but you're Tom Cruise. You're the one learning how to fucking be awesome. Yeah. Be dope. There's no there is titties in it, isn't there?
There's titties in the game?
Can you sneak in as a titty meister or whatever?
Titty meister?
There's no titties in that game.
Is there a costume for
titty meister?
I really don't think there is. I think you're thinking of The Witcher.
Oh, you've done
Witcher
all the
has a lot of titties.
Hey, I sold my Witcher with my PS4.
You don't even care.
$450.
What idiot paid that? Are you kidding me?
No, I was actually kind of scared. I posted it on Kijiji, and some guy was like, oh, I live, he's like, if you can deliver it, I'll give you $20 extra. And he's like, I live at the corner of Ottawa and Parent. And I was like, ugh.
That's rough.
Yeah, I'm not going broad there. Daylight and bringing and I'm cops.
Like, I got Ori with me. I was like, nah, there's, you might want to pick it up. I think it might be a little better. So he's like, all right, I'll be there soon. And I took my Les Stroud knife and put it next to the console inside, like, the...
open? Like...
Yeah, like, it was out of the thing. It was, like, in near the console. So, like, if I went behind the console to unhook it, I could just stab him or something.
You thought about this.
You're crazy, wow. Man.
That is crazy.
I did get scared. I was like, it's the first time somebody has come to my house, inside the house, to see something work. Because, like, every time I sell someone Kijiji, it's always outside. It's like, oh, it's a fucking couch or a...
But this obviously he wants to make sure everything is running.
He wants to make sure it's working, so
which is fair.
He's got to come in.
Have you never gone in?
He's gone in.
I've gone into many weird fucking places, man.
Do you think that they have knives waiting for you if you fuck up, if you say something weird?
No. Well, like, this guy's coming from a shitty end of town. He wants a PS4. Okay,
all right. Gotcha. Like, I'm with you.
You don't know who he is. Sure, I don't know who he took precautions. I would have done it, but
you're the guard dog.
There was a case going on recently of, like, a murder. Like, some guy got murdered in, like, 2013. Like,
he was selling a truck.
Yeah, Tim Bosma or whatever.
Yeah.
I saw something even weirder than that, actually.
That was awful.
So I look at the door, and I got that weird window in the front, and I look out. It's a black guy.
We're like,
with a huge, like, weird-looking fro. We're like, and I was just like, my God. I might actually need this thing. And
wow. Really?
But he walked in, he was the nicest guy on earth. And I was just like, he was a super nice guy. And I was just like,
hey, man, how's it going?
Yeah.
Did you feel like an asshole?
And like, I put Ori in her bedroom. And she was just like, she was whipping shit
around. Oh, shit. It's about to go down. It's about to go down. Ori.
You're like, I'm sorry.
No, she's like, gosh, she's all right. She's only been in there for 2 seconds. And he's like, oh, I got a dog coming too. And I was like, really? Oh my God. I was like, yeah, here's the games. And I like showed him it and it was working. I just unhooked it, threw it in the box. And he's like, here's your money. Goodbye. Like, holy shit.
$450 for a PlayStation 4 in 2 games.
You know what? That's why I bought the Destiny Special Edition.
Is it why? You think that guy gives a shit?
Shit isn't going to catch $5 on Kijiji.
I know it's not because it's cracked. As well,
yeah, but your Destiny Special Edition.
It's cracked. It fell off the desk.
Your Destiny Special Edition, though.
Who gives a shit?
Probably got more than that.
Would somebody actually care? Like, oh, it's a white one.
Buddy, this guy wants to ball hard with his PS4.
Biggest.
He's buying the Destiny Special Edition.
Biggest upset with the new PS4 shit is that it's just the same design.
I love the way that thing looks. The weird, like, pillar, like, 3 tiers.
It looks bad. It looks like...
This one's 2 tiers. 3 tiers.
The Slim looks good.
We added an extra tier.
Yeah, they added an extra tier on there.
2 tiers.
What if the Xbox had a couple tiers?
Imagine the Xbox came out and it was 4 tiers.
Yeah. It's 4 of those.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Do you remember a couple years back?
The size of a fucking 1920s.
It's not a fucking Gillette razor. The more blades, the better.
Scorpio Black. It could be. Scorpio, hey, black or white.
Did
is there a bet happening?
That there was going to be a slim Xbox One that launched with Halo and that I'd buy it? I swear to God, I said
you
that.
You might have
it's
said
out
that.
Now. It's out now and I don't have it.
Xbox
but I really
One S?
Want it. Xbox
bundled
One
with
S
Guardians?
Is white. It comes with Guardians and Master Chief.
Comes in white.
If
I remember
you
saying
it,
that.
I'll get good at Halo again. I can play with you.
I really want to play it. Like, there was a day I was sitting around watching, like, I watched videos of, like, the birth of PC gaming and, like, birth of PlayStation 1 and, like, all throughout the life history of the consoles and, like, Nintendo and stuff, too. And I got really into Xbox.
You're like, ooh.
You gotta be careful, dude.
No, you don't. Like, I mean...
It's not the same
What
thing.
Exclusives did you get on your PlayStation?
Hey, I miss 360 just as much as everybody.
What exclusives are there on Xbox that are good?
What exclusives did you get on PlayStation that you're not
really
gonna
none
get on Xbox?
Horizon.
There's literally none.
Uncharted.
Uncharted you hated. Uncharted you hated.
Horizon?
Horizon is not exclusive, is it?
You're going to hate Horizon as much as you hate Uncharted.
Yeah, it's exclusive.
Oh, it is definitely exclusive. Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely
Horizon. Horizon was incredible.
I'll just keep my PS4 and play it.
Infamous 3.
Dude, you know what's
or second
exclusive? A lot of a lot of indie games.
Yep.
Exclusive. I love that shit.
I don't care.
I don't hear you naming
any
games.
Those don't matter at all.
Are you kidding me, TJ? You're going to make me fucking name games
right now? I'm
going to
make you name games.
No one ever knows how
you
to do that.
You still get the free games.
Name me top. Name me things you like.
There's a couple actually good ones.
Tomb Raider came
Journey
out first
is free this
on Xbox.
I don't. Okay.
Journey is free.
Fine.
I downloaded
one of the best gym experiences I ever had in my life.
I'm hey,
do that. Tight. I got it ready to go.
I'm not even talking about exclusives.
Put your phone somewhere else.
Oh yeah.
I'm just saying, it's not a 360, man. Careful.
TJ, answer that. Don't you hit it? No.
I'd love for you to do that.
That's an I will do that. We'll talk about it.
TJ, side note, can you tell me the fallout of the neighbor lawn fight that happened 3 weeks ago?
Oh yeah.
There's been no fallout yet because
that was last week.
There was no confrontation.
That was 3 weeks ago.
I told you what happened.
How often
have you
been
around?
Emily's
like, how do I face my neighbors now? And I was like,
did you take 1 week off in the last four?
I thought you were talking about.
What?
You continue.
No,
sorry,
you weren't even there, were you?
No. I thought you saw me last week.
Much like tonight, Emily was at home by herself, and the neighbors, like literally, wife and
they're battling
husband
again currently.
Fighting? No. That's what happened before. I'm telling Dan because he wasn't there.
Oh. Okay.
Physically fighting on the lawn, and Emily's like, she runs outside, just freaked out. Like he's on top of her, hitting her on the lawn. So she goes, I'm calling the cops. And she called the cops. And then they stopped fighting. And then the cops came by like way later. Emily's in the house. I'm like, did they even get a statement from you? And the answer was no. Like, they talked to, he left. They made him leave. And they talked to her for a while. And that was it. And
wow.
I don't think Emily's talked to them since.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah. I haven't noticed any like uncomfortableness.
She was more than doing that. Absolutely.
She did the right thing.
Yeah, I agree.
If there's some guy whooping some chick's ass.
Yeah.
That's the worst part.
And what
part
is
of
she
it
gonna do? You better take that. She's called like six times.
I'm probably fighting again.
Hello?
Hey.
What are you doing?
Do you remember when I lived with Kyle, our downstairs neighbors?
I never really met them. There were many stories about them, and I never really got a chance to meet them.
Did we hang out very much at that point?
Yes.
What were you
no
doing?
Oh,
what
yeah
were you doing?
I don't know.
Hey, what was Dan doing during the Jeanette house?
I was fat.
Ages?
I was really fat then.
Do you remember you came over one time and found $50 in the street? That was
yeah
my birthday.
Yeah, I won the lottery, and we went to Acapulco Delight, and we somehow still spent more than $50. Pardon me? I don't know where I was then.
What were you doing at that
you guys
time
were doing band stuff, and I was like,
Amanda
never included.
Bang-o.
Was it Amanda?
I think so.
Mm,
I think it was like a long
Amanda
time ago.
Before Amanda.
Before.
We were deep into My Son at that point, though.
You guys
before
were My Son, and anytime I wanted to hang out, you guys were doing band practice. I was
were
you
we
excluded
son
me.
We weren't My Son.
Dude, we only hung out because of My Son.
No.
Our hangout only started because
yeah.
Of that. It was when Lena was born.
Oh, Lena was alive?
Lena,
what was Dan doing?
We started hanging out when Lena was 2 months old. Fuck you.
Yeah, there are pictures of Chad where you have like your hideous phase. You have your braces and your
stop it.
They got braces and like a tight pink shirt.
No,
I
mean like he's
doing
too. Don't get me wrong. You're a good looking dude, but there were some time where like
I have a picture
Christ
of
your hideous phase.
I have a 4-year-old picture in Kyle's dad's garage, and I look the exact same. I swear to God, I'm wearing these shorts, this shirt, I have this haircut, and I'm drinking this fucking beer, going to something.
Yeah, but you're like 4 years more into it. Like you're 4 years of nailing.
That's the thing,
it
man. I don't listen to any new music. I put on new music, I'm going, this is fucking shit.
You're crazy.
That's what
man
I do now. All new music is bad. Tell me something good.
You gotta
there
get into
is
some
no
new
good
stuff
music. None.
You know what? I'm regressing. I started listening to fucking Billy Legend. Who the fuck do you listen to? That guy who sings the songs.
Billy Legend?
Yeah. The kid.
No, the old guy was like, set it down at a mouse. Set it down at a nail. What's his name?
I have no idea who you're talking
you
about.
You fucking do.
He's young? Is it the young
no
kid?
No, he's an old guy.
Old guy?
He's an old guy from like the 80s. And he sings like Elton John, but he's not Elton John. Billy.
I know who you're talking about.
Billy.
No, it's not Billy. Shut up. It's Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Billy fucking Joel. Billy Joel. I've been
you
listening
so you're
Billy
into
Joel.
Billy Joel? You like
Billy
Joel?
Joel's awesome.
I love Billy Joel. You know what one of my favorite songs is? She's Always a Woman or She's a Woman? Do you know
that
Mr. Piano or Mr. Piano Man?
Was that Elton John?
Sing me a song, Mr. Piano Man.
That's Billy Joel.
Is it?
So is For the Longest Time.
There was that one that
for the longest time.
That one that you held for so long, where he goes like, or no, what's the song that's in The Hangover?
What?
Or do 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 do. I can feel it.
Isn't that Phil Collins?
That's Phil Collins.
Phil Collins is amazing.
Phil Collins is really good.
Phil Collins is amazing.
Yeah, he's dope.
That song is fucking incredible.
It really is.
He sings for like probably 12 minutes of going, I remember.
Yeah.
And it's just like layering and layering.
Yeah, I've been, I can do some Phil Collins. What about Against All Odds? Do you know that song? How can I just let you walk away?
Yeah.
And all you need is out of place.
My mom song used to listen so to stuff good. And I was like, this stuff's shit.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not shit.
It's like going into
farts and dogs, fucking grandmas. Shit.
Farts, dogs, and grandmas, man. That's all we listen to.
No, dogs, fucking grandmas.
Farts and dogs, fucking grandmas.
That was Blink 182. And it was just...
there was a video I seen yesterday. Kyle, did you see this? No. Of,
I just know that I didn't.
It was Tom playing like Blink songs like last week, and he just has an interview and he's talking about how him and Mark met and how Travis came into the band, and then it was instead of like him and Mark writing songs, it was Travis as well, because he was like, quit playing fucking power chords, like play something rhythmic, and like I'll start playing, like he just talked about it, and he was like playing Dumpweed, and he's like, this is probably the best CD intro we've ever had, or like I've ever done, just that like that's a great opener, and it's a really good video.
Old what is this band?
Blink-182.
Yeah, Tom is just talking about how
is he
came to be. It's really good and
didn't
super
he lose
nostalgic
his fucking mind or something?
No, he was just
no, like
he's convinced that aliens exist, and fuck man, they do.
So he can't play music anymore because he's
fucking
gone.
He just wants
gone.
To prove it.
He can't prove anything.
That's is Travis still happening? In the band?
Yeah, Travis is still in the band.
That's literally the reason he's not in the band.
Travis's covers of all are like
pretty much, yeah.
Drum covers of like rap songs. Have you seen those?
No, like they all get along.
I thought that there was like bad blood.
The new Blink is terrible.
It is so
Matt Skiba. It's fucking bad.
Fucking Outland Trio.
And I loved him. It's bad though. Every song,
I don't remember why we started talking about how you didn't listen, how you don't listen to music.
What?
No, because it was 3 years ago. I wore the same shit, and then I stopped listening to different music.
And then he regressed.
You know what?
Because you said he was in his hideous phase.
You know what? Last summer, vacationer, Tycho.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to anything else since.
Did you guys
listen
to that?
There's a new Reliant K. Reliant K is fucking amazing, by the way.
Did you listen to that other Soon song?
I didn't.
We're going to have
Arena? I guess it's just us two, buddy.
Can I move closer? Can I take TJ's spot?
Do you want to splat that? Yeah, take it.
Do you want to smoke weed? Is that what you're asking?
No. Did you play Battlefield?
One?
Yeah. Start talking about Battlefield, because I'm only gonna get 2 seconds to talk about this. I had a really good time. Are they both peeing?
Dan's talking to Emily right now.
Hey, oh shit!
What's happening?
Emily is drunker than Dan and I combined.
Oh yeah.
She's wasted right now.
By herself?
Yeah.
With kids or no kids?
Well, I mean, Desmond's sleeping. Violet's
so she's just pounding him?
She bought some Arbor Mist, some wine, for the first time in a long time.
Arbor Mist.
So she finished a whole big-ass bottle of wine, and then just started pounding beer. I haven't seen this wasted in, like, since well before kids.
Does this make you want to go home?
Yeah, it does, but there's no going back now.
Oh, that sucks, man. I'm sorry.
No, it's just funny, that's all.
What's up, Jim? What's up, Jim?
I just need to
tell her all the boys say hi.
I told her to drink lots of water so we can do it again tomorrow.
So
it's not going to happen, but.
So, yeah, I got to get my passport and we'll all get.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll do that. And okay. Are you want to talk to TJ? Or you want to go by?
You want him to go by?
All right. Yeah, we are actually in the middle of it. No big deal. It's fine. Okay, have fun.
He's yelling over here.
She's fucking hammered.
She is gone. Anyways.
That's funny. She's like, I am gone.
She left me.
My kid went to bed early, and I drank a whole bottle of wine, and then I had a beer. I am fucking gone.
Dan, are you getting beer?
Oh, yeah. Who wants one?
Me.
That's crazy.
What kind of wine, sir?
Whatever, man.
All I wanted to do today was talk about Battlefield 1. I think it's time to do that. So we can rap, and then either go for a strut or play video games.
I think we should play video games.
I'm into that.
Here's what I got. I got a can of Bud Light, a can of Blue. This is yours, Joe.
Guys, this is what happens when we don't podcast every weekend.
Last one time, and I never drank them.
So sloppy.
Remember?
Dan, what's around here for pizza?
All of it.
What's, like, affordable?
Nothing. No. All pizza...
Naples.
It's stupid expensive. TJ was just buying pizza.
How much is Naples?
It's like $50.
You don't got a pitch to me.
A piece?
It is, absolutely. But, I mean, like...
I don't got a pitch?
You don't have to pitch it.
Pizza?
No.
What?
The, like, format shit.
Oh, okay.
Or, like, the... Let's talk. I'm just saying, you don't got to tell me, man.
I'm not sure
what... Got it.
Cool.
I was just talking to TJ.
I know. That's why I was like, I'm out of it.
I was having a personal, private conversation with TJ.
I was.
What do you play for Jack on this Xbox 360 first gen? It is first gen. It's a
hey, we're talking about Battlefield 1 over here.
It's just DVDs.
Nope.
We have Blue's Clues.
Oh my god. You ever just use the kids' Netflix? It's what? Awesome.
Dude, I'll buy this off you. $5. The box?
Yeah.
Why, so you can sell it?
360 Arcade.
Oh, that's Jess's. I can't sell it to you.
That's amazing. That would be $5.
Why would you want this? Just an Xbox 360 with a small hard drive base.
That's
all he wants is the box.
That is a relic.
Who gives a shit? I won't pay for it. Who wants one of these?
You just handed me one.
Here you go. Would you like
when was I here with Blue?
Cooters.
I don't know. Last one of the podcasts, you came in with like a... An actual box.
Thanks, brother.
Of Blue Tall Boys.
That was recently. That was the night of... that was Max's birthday party.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that where you got them from? Leftovers from there?
Yeah.
TJ, shut up. I'll move over when we're talking.
Because he... well, we didn't want to have beer at the place.
Yeah.
And then...
And then you got beer at the place because Zach didn't come.
And then we got beer at the place.
I know.
So there was a lot left over.
I had one.
Because we all just kind of had one.
I had like, two, actually.
It was 12 left over.
There's still, I think, one more in there. Maybe two more.
Man. Yeah, that's just where they're from.
Where were we? Like, what did we leave off?
We got to talk about Battlefield 1. Actually, we kind of segued into Battlefield 1.
You guys started talking about it?
Oh, no, and then this guy talked about fucking Hitman.
No, that's fine. I wanted to hear about Hitman. That was
Xbox on.
Yeah.
I'm happy it didn't
break. Hitman too.
Sorry.
I know.
I don't want to do it.
It's
no
reason. Agreed on nice things.
Yeah, there's a nice controller.
Joe Battlefield 1 is, though.
Battlefield 1 is up next. Coming at you live from the KBB.
Why did the Xbox not turn on?
Because it's not chat. It's not my voice.
Xbox on.
You don't want to talk about Battlefield?
Say it, Dan. Say it.
Xbox on. Yep.
Xbox One S doesn't do that, though,
It doesn't have a Kinect?
Doesn't even have a Kinect port.
Wow, they bailed on it.
They're gone.
All right, nobody likes it. It's fine. Anyway.
You have to buy a $20 add-on if you want to put...
How accurate is that thing? I didn't actually try and say
it. If there's not 100 people talking in the room, like it works exactly the way it's supposed to.
Is that how you turn it on?
No. Generally, I hit the button on the controller, but I turn it off that way.
Cool.
That's the coolest fucking thing.
Xbox turn off.
Remember that? 360?
Yeah.
Walking into your room and just boop, turn it on with the controller. You just sit down and you go.
Yeah, that's what I always do. I grab my controller right here.
Yeah.
I always keep those. If I'm playing a game
yeah.
and I know I'm going to be playing, I just leave those open. And then
360
just...
was one of the best things ever made.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was perfect time in my life for gaming. I was like at the point where I wasn't relying on my mom anymore to like buy whatever the fuck I wanted.
I'm going to buy games when I want games.
Yes, and I played literally everything. There wasn't a game I didn't play on 360 for, like, the first year. No joke.
Spent an entire summer at Kyle's mom's playing
Call of Duty 2.
Yeah, I remember that. There was many times I went downstairs. Gears, oh my god.
Late night rendezvous snacky.
Gears, I played in my first apartment. The white one.
Wait, that wasn't Gears.
That
factory. We played Gears in the basement.
That was Call of Duty 2.
We played Call of Duty 2, and then Gears came out. Gears came out. We played Call of Duty during the summer. Gears came out. We were playing it there. And
I remember
we yelled fuck a few times, and your mom was like, guys, stop it.
You used to text me from upstairs.
Your friends are swearing.
What did you do when you got the text?
We were good kids, though,
man. Kyle spent $2,000 on pizza.
She wouldn't yell. She would text.
I did spend $2,000 on pizza that summer.
No joke? Like, is this a known thing, or
well,
just...
Well, I had a Visa, and it was at, like, limit of $2,000, and it was empty at the beginning of the summer, and it was full at the end of the summer, and all I did was play video games and order pizza with it.
So, that's a fantastic story.
You and Doug each had one, so it was like, $2,000. All by this night.
Yeah, I do remember doing that often, just like, yeah, I got the pizza, guys.
I must have had cash, like, did I just fucking bum it off, you guys?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
There's no way, fuck off.
That was before we even moved into our first apartment. So that was like, we were like...
No, it was after.
No.
Like the Matt and...
This is our Battlefield
and Rob
discussion.
Yeah.
We were out of school.
We're so out of practice.
So it was between...
It was 2006.
He doesn't
360
care
came out. You guys were in the apartment like 05.
Man.
Guaranteed, I'll bet
we could have had a tight
bucks.
Yeah, we were in a
50-minute podcast, and then this could have happened.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways,
Battlefield 1 beta.
Game sucks, I'm not buying it.
You're a liar. We all loved it, right?
Yeah, it was amazing.
I played it for probably 6 hours.
Soaked.
Stop it.
What the fuck?
Turn my microphone.
Turn my microphone. Just unplugs it. That's the last year from Chad. No, that game was fucking dope. I got real tired of that map, though.
Yeah.
I can tell you. Jesus.
That map was bad.
Fucking Christ, I hate it. Why didn't they just give us the other one as well? Or only the other one?
Like my favorite map, I bet. Just because, like, that always happens in games. Like, or, like, in... I remember, like, actually in betas, like, it's just, like, whatever the beta... Actually, that's not true, because the beta map for Battlefield 4 was Siege of Shanghai.
Remember that? It was all whitewashed.
There was no... I'm like, what the fuck is this? I actually thought that is what the game was going to look like, and I was like...
Battlefield 3 was Metro, and that's, like, my ultimate...
Man, that was so
good.
That was fun.
Battlefield 3 was this fucking game me balls... We played with Josh.
Yeah, but it was still fun. I played so much of it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so you guys, like, how often did you play? Like, did you play every single night while the beta was at?
Every night.
I played...
Except towards the end when I got bored.
I got a little bored of it as well.
For the last weekend.
There was, like, 3 or 4 days.
Fuck.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, I played it every night for a couple nights.
Yeah. I only played it 2 nights. Like, you had admit it was, like, really fun to learn about that map.
Yeah.
Like, to walk around and like... You'd spend a couple, like, a session doing, like, A, B, and C.
So here's my thing.
Yeah.
Conquest, I'm not good at it. Like, I don't understand. If
this
I play,
map is weird for
if
Conquest.
I play Rush, I'm getting, like, 30 kills and, like, single-digit deaths every single
Rush.
Game. And I'm
doing great. I didn't play Rush in the beta. Did you play Rush in the beta?
Yeah, I loved Rush in the beta. But when I was playing Conquest, I found, like, I had a really hard time getting situated anywhere. I would spawn on teammates and be like, this guy's over here. Kyle's in C in the house.
I knew better where I was than any fucking Battlefield 4 map.
TJ, you know what it is?
Nuts.
Do you know what it is?
It was so easy.
It's the zooming in from the spawn point.
Yes,
you'd pick
it
like
is.
Your area.
That is,
it would zoom
that's
in,
fantastic.
And the camera
the
would
that.
Spin around
awesome.
And like,
I can't
okay, that's
more.
Where I'm looking.
Why does it mean
was
so
game
much?
That,
yeah.
that is. Okay, I know we're not going to do this, but it was my number one. It was my number one of the month.
Yeah, even like
the zoom in
when you spawn. Direction you're facing when it zooms in.
Perfect. It zooms into your eyes. Like
you spawn on a guy, and you're looking the same way he's looking, and it zooms you in, and it turns you.
Yeah, so I know who's on my left and who's on my right. Dude, it's my number one of the month.
Can
it's
I
the
tell
best
you a,
thing
big,
of the
a
month.
Big concern that I have about this
PS4
game.
Neo or whatever got announced? That's my number one. Yes,
they switched
tell
the
me.
Classes up so much that it's not as fun.
I feel like there's not a lot of elevation. Like Battlefield 4,
you played one map.
You would have mountains. Like there'd be mountains. You could be up in like a giant hill.
You've only got one map though.
Variety.
I agree with one map, but
well, there's this map. There's this desert map. But the other one that they showed, like the E3 one, that was like
it was just farmland.
A French hill.
You know, it's at a time when there wasn't that much. Like there wasn't like tall buildings, like fucking Shanghai. You know,
well,
like
it could be hills still, but like there's
they're keeping stuff.
There's no skyscrapers.
Like,
though.
I hope they are. But those two maps, the only two maps that they've shown, are basically the same as far as elevation goes. Like everything's just kind of like hilly, like the same kind of like there's a sniper fucking rock cliff, but it's only in one spot. Like you can't sit there and snipe across the map.
No, I know what you mean,
anything.
But like Battlefield 4 having huge mountain levels and stuff.
Yeah, like. Just the skyscrapers,
I hate all
like.
Those levels, but yeah, like.
Didn't you? You and I played, Operation, something or other, and we were on top of a fucking skyscraper,
oh,
just sniping
Dragon
guys.
Dragon Valley. Oh no! Okay, now you're talking about.
Dragon Valley too. Dragon Valley's
got that
huge
one
and
on the one side. Actually, both sides have really high.
Dragon Valley is the
I never
most varied
it.
Map in any game. Like you
it's
can.
So big though. It's like.
You know
so
what
big.
That map really reminded me of though was Bad Company 2. Like stuff that they've introduced, like those kinds of things, like those are great, but like I really liked it even like I would go so far as to say like Vietnam. Like some of the spots in that map, the way the guns felt in my hands.
I think
know,
it
like,
feels a lot like
the sniping
like,
feels like Vietnam kinda.
Yeah.
The sniping feels like Bad Company 2. Everything else I feel feels like fucking Battlefront.
Battlefront is too prevalent, in my opinion.
A little bit. Yeah, like the guns,
oh,
like some of the
that
support
it's
guns.
Like Battlefront.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
far too prevalent. Like
you know how in Battlefield
that's
4,
kind of a good thing for me. But
if
ahead.
You get a support weapon, you start you tap the trigger to get that like boom 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 boom. And, like each shot goes straight.
This one, there's no
accuracy. If you tap the trigger, they're still going all around.
It's hard. It's
like,
is way harder to be accurate
in Battlefront.
This game.
It does that.
This
I
game
noticed
as well.
It was still
in Battlefield. In Battlefield, it does it too. In Battlefield 1.
What? Like, yeah. If you're using like a small like.
No, a support weapon. Like a support weapon with like the guy who throws the ammo pack down that gets you infinite grenades. Yeah. Those weapons, they're
RNGs.
All over the place. Like at any range whatsoever. Like I could get a kill across map with an LSAT if I just tapped it properly. But this game, it's like.
You're right. This was assault.
Well,
I could not do assault at
remember,
all in this game.
Yeah,
I remember
you have
to
be
medic,
super
though.
Close range.
You just
that,
you slow it down a little bit, and it's very accurate.
Yeah.
I remember thinking like you,
I love that.
You have to get much closer, like in you know, like
we got a small taste of guns too. I mean, each class has like 14 guns, 15 guns. We had two or three. Each.
I don't even.
With zero,
I
kinda zero
like that.
Customization.
I was like, oh, that guy's out of range. I liked feeling like that.
I hate that feeling.
Guns
someone's out of range,
list.
But that's World War
I. I think that was like. Yeah. There were repeats of some guns in the list, and it
was
like,
there really?
It was like that this gun and then this gun again, but suppressed. It would say, or like this gun with a scope. Like I think those were like there were for like four or five different guns, but like
yeah.
There were duplicates, and it was like okay, try this same
different
gun
attachment.
With an attachment on it.
Yeah,
like I think the actual.
I think that's the actual. That's gonna be the actual loadout. I don't think you're gonna be able to.
I hope
customize.
You can't customize
actual,
your gun. It's gonna be like
thing.
Battlefront.
No, you can customize your gun. There's a whole screen for it that.
Yeah, it says it's
it.
Not available
yeah.
in the beta.
I sure hope they
I
have.
I really
like
hope it's like that because if it's
scopes.
Like, yeah, that sucked.
Yeah,
it's like
it
oh,
hard
I
to be
the marksman version.
I
of this.
Need to like have like my gun set up exactly the way that I want it.
Yeah, because it loses that simulation. Like, this is what I know I'm good with. I'm gonna put this on this gun.
Did you guys ever switch guns in Battlefield? Or like you
I
found what
oh
you
yeah,
liked.
I have like my guns for like.
LSAT was the dopest.
Yeah, but don't you think it's because you couldn't do that shit game. Back in the day, or do you think it's a game thing? Like they decided not to let people do that.
I think because it's Battlefield 1 and it's World War 1 that
I don't think
guns
gonna,
are going
like,
to be fucking crazy and accurate. That's just the way that war was then. There's going to be a lot more close quarters.
I don't think that's what it's about. Honestly, I think it's about them realizing that. A gun shouldn't be able to shoot perfectly accurate at super long distances just because you're shooting it slowly. Like.
Yeah, but these are what the old guns did. Like, new guns
yeah,
are
I,
much
I
more accurate.
I think it's totally intentional.
I don't think it's a design choice. Not a chance.
I think it's totally intentional.
If it is a design
you?
Choice, then there's
that?
Not going to be any elevation in the maps, and they're all going to be like what we've seen.
Bullet drop is almost non-existent, too. I was.
Yeah, the velocity of the sniper rifles is the craziest.
I would lead guys and stuff as if it were Battlefield. like Battlefield 4 or 3, and I wasn't making hits. And then I was realizing as I was like playing more and more that you just point to their head and pull the trigger.
Bullet drop, yes, but leading is like more prevalent in Battlefield 1, like crazy.
I don't know. Maybe it's because you don't have to go way in front of them. I figured it out. It's a smaller window, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can see the
four
in old Battlefield game. You see your bullet. You see it.
Drop. I agree with, but like when someone's running on a horse or riding on a horse, you gotta shoot like way in front of them.
Way maybe the horse because they're fucking cooking.
Even a guy very far away, like with a medic gun.
Okay, maybe like a huge. I'm talking just straight sniping, like
sniping. I agree. Sniping's like closer than
you
think
you are. You know, you're not 300 feet away from.
No, there are times that I am.
There's a 300 meter zeroing, and you can like. Set it for like the longest distance you can hit.
I'm telling you, man. Like
who programs this?
Poke at, just point on their head and pull the trigger. You'll most likely.
Guys.
God.
Yeah, those guys.
Think of that like soup of coding.
Oh that's man, going they've, on they've at got like
any given second.
They've refined it like so much over the years. They're probably so good at it. You know,
sound
like,
is the best. The best.
Yeah, sound the is, indoor sound is incredible.
I was playing the first couple nights.
Like sniper out of a window, like. Like you can hear it, like you're inside.
I'm almost sad room. That we're listening, that we have to lower our fucking thing so we can talk to one another.
Yeah,
a lot of times I would just put it all the way up, be like, oh, Chad's not talking.
Yeah, like you guys were talking to me about that. I know my mic was down, but like my headphones are up, and I like,
yeah, you play everything.
All I can hear is the game, and I kind of hear you guys in the background, and they're like, Joe's not talking. I'm like I'm just in the fucking thing, like I'm laughing, I'm hearing the whole like. Get the fuck out of there! Like, I'm in.
It is so good when you're actually listening. It really is. The sound is fucking incredible.
I haven't checked if they did they fix the vertical sound?
The clicking sound was driving me nuts, though. You guys getting?
No, they didn't.
I don't think that's a thing you can fix.
Like, I think it's a thing. Absolutely, it works.
How do you not fix that? It's in every game.
You need like a top left ear and a bottom left ear.
No, like you
can't get that.
You can get that. It's in every other game.
When you have 7.1 surround sound.
If you play Call of Duty and there's a dude downstairs, you know he's fucking downstairs. Halo, you know he's downstairs.
Yeah, since like Halo 3, so it's like the technology is there. It's just they haven't done it yet.
Yeah, up and down. Yeah, I don't understand. Battlefield is the only thing they haven't done it for many games.
Their sound design is top notch everywhere except for that huge.
You know what's wild is because they're rendering planes in the sky too.
Like, fuck man, to, let me hear that
proximity
plane.
Of like,
let that
you can hear the plane, but
oh yeah,
I want to hear also loud. Be able to,
for like the range, right? Like the wideness of like what they have to process. Like,
you're fucking loud.
Maybe like 5 feet away on the roof above you is like really difficult to pull off, but in a game like Halo, there's like three levels.
Maybe
I'm just they're just bad at it.
They'll get it one day.
The vehicle gun shooting. It has to be beta related or alpha related, whatever.
Was that the?
No, it was just. It was literally impossible to hit anything.
Really?
Yeah, like if you're on the back of a.
I know what you're talking about.
It was a little too
light armor or something. It was just like just flying around as you're hitting like these tiny little hills.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, TJ.
It wasn't smooth at all. You were just going like I can't even do this.
I was
literally broken.
Driver and you were my gunner and you couldn't hit shit. I'm going super slow over hills, and he's like, "You gotta stop moving." And I'm like, "Buddy,
yeah, like,
I'm barely
like,
moving."
It's like 100% rigid. Like every hill you hit, like some games actually will balance that, where it keeps your cursor in the same spot even when the vehicle moves.
Not this one.
And then some of them do like a mixture. This is like pure boom, like just boom, shit, boom. Every
hey,
contour.
The momentum
always been like that.
Yeah, 4 was bad. I thought 4 was 100% like every hill. This is like 110%.
Yeah,
like it's just.
It's unbelievable.
It's very. Maybe it's the map. Maybe it's like the subtle bends and all the hills and the same.
The character model, like standing in the back of the on the gunner. It's like this tiny little tuk-tuk fucking car that you're driving around, and the character model is just a guy in regular clothing, like just standing perfectly, like straight legged, and you're just.
Oh yeah.
The fucking.
Yeah, he's not bowing in with it.
No, he does. He definitely does.
Not in my
the animation game. Is exactly like they're like
it works.
Oh yeah,
I not can't even
game. Absolutely.
I
you're running a bad PS4.
Recall. They don't have the PS4
on the regular.
Pro.
You know, think about like an old roller coaster, like a wooden one, versus like a nice metal one nowadays, right? The wooden one, you're like it's like jarring and stuff, you know. Maybe that's what they're going for, like rigid.
They're not going for that.
They're not going.
I don't know,
that.
Man.
The bullet drop I can take.
But not you know that. What's
no?
The momentum that you get and the bearings on these fucking wheels of these vehicles.
Yeah, but the shocks weren't as good, man.
If you
oh yeah, it
was... like I've
where did that one come from?
You know how like in Battlefield 4,
drinking two at once.
You drive in the like the gunner vehicle or whatever. Uh-huh. You jump, you'd switch seats and just go do 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 and just start raping guys with the back thing. Like, but it would slow down super quick. But in this game, in Battlefield 1, you jump into the gunner in the back and you roll for so long. Like, it doesn't lose momentum at all. You just as if somebody's driving it still.
But you can't
drive. Oh, yeah? And you can't shoot. Like, what the fuck?
You can't shoot?
So you jump
Well, you can
back.
Shoot, but it's like you jump into the back, which is there's an animation now. It's not like zit and you're in the back.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
And you're in the back.
I have fucked up in the plane so many times getting into the gunner seat, and then it's just good like, so it's going to the ground. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And you have to wait for the actual animation to go to the wrong seat and then climb back from the wrong seat in. And by that time,
I did that, and I was like, holy shit!
Yeah, I did the same thing. Whoa!
I watched myself climb back into the driver's seat, like, fuck this! Try and save it.
That sound effect too, by the way.
Yeah, it starts to dive. It's incredible.
Yeah, I did that on accident. I was like, why am I getting out of this driver's
seat? Yeah, I hit the wrong button.
I'm like crawling into the back as I can see the plateau like falling. Like,
oh,
fuck,
no.
I'm going down.
I had a lot of fun, man. I think this game's going to be...
It's going to be really good.
We haven't even talked about the tanks.
Boys, I'm telling you, I love this fucking game.
The tanks are great, but there's no way to take them out. It drives me crazy.
Well, here's the thing. There's going to be... more like anti-tank.
Yeah, well, man, it was
maybe
not
you have to upgrade
much.
Your character, obviously, right? Like,
I gotta tell you though, in the beta, it was fucking pretty annoying. I just stayed away from tanks.
Yeah. You could self-heal within the tank.
They're super slow.
Self-heal within the tank.
That's true.
You just stop shooting, stop moving, and it would just self-heal. It's like someone had to kill you all at once. You just hold L1 and like 20% of your tank. Just every like I don't know what 4 seconds.
Heal. You can't take
20%. Yeah, you have to get somebody to hit it 100% in like a 1 minute span.
Just hey, keep raising.
No, it's like 10 seconds.
The ammo, the armor piercing bullets from the recon
sniper
scout.
Yeah.
Like I was totally like, I'm just gonna shoot at the tank and get kills.
Yeah, I wanted to shoot the driver.
Yeah.
The K bullets.
But it's just like tank damage 4.
I'm wondering if
like
they're still possible.
Come on.
Oh,
like,
cool.
I'm not gonna shoot this thing 50 times.
I think
you know
can,
the.
You don't even have the shots.
Snipe the driver.
I'm thinking maybe you can.
To, like, are trying to shoot the turret, like.
I don't know.
But yeah, like I was really, I was kind of like.
I'm really bad with the horse, but I've been raped by some people on the horse.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, the horse is nuts.
And it comes up on
that
you
rifle
so
is
quick.
Nuts
you're just
too.
Like.
I'm shooting him. Like I'm thinking I'm hitting the guy on the, and he's just like he's not going down, and he's. That's it.
Can't you go to the side of the horse too? I noticed like horses that didn't look like they had men on them.
We can hang off the side.
I
never
think
saw
I
that.
I saw somebody hanging off the side. I could be wrong.
You're watching a Metal Gear stream?
Yeah, it was Metal Gear.
Metal Gear does that pretty good.
No, I just thought I saw it. It was a far away, like, it was, like, in a scope. It might have just been a weird animation or something.
Metal Gear 6.
Yeah.
No, I like it a lot. I really, really like it. I'm excited for the other maps and, like, the other, like...
Yeah, that
like,
map, I
my
was so
only
over
concern
it.
Landscapes. Is it getting boring? Because there's not enough variety. That's my only concern.
I think they'll make enough.
Like, will I unlock everything at level 90? Because I just have infinite money. And
you won't level up as fast as you did in the beta either.
Probably not.
But are you just going to get... Ooh, you can get the Goldblog 26 Marksman, or I can get the Goldblog 26 Iron Sight.
I almost think, like, the fact that it let me pick what I know I like, I'm not going to buy shit, and then I'm going to just not be interested, because I'm not going to, like, level up. I liked when you're in-game playing, and all of a sudden it's like...
Try
like,
this
thing. Yeah. Battle packs.
Oh, this gun sucks.
I'm going to miss the battle packs.
Yeah, I can't believe that they're going with the Battlefront way of doing things. Like, it's a misstep.
Guys, that game sucked. Let it be.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's great.
Don't bring Battlefront ideas into my Battlefield.
They did the pickups okay, though. I guess it's kind of like Battlefield 4, too, right? You pick up Sniper.
Yeah,
you
Power
pick up
Snipe.
Yeah, but it's different. I don't like... I spawned
You're
as
not
a...
super overpowered, though.
Yes, you are.
If you play
the machine
it,
gunner guy, dude, I fucking raped. I couldn't die. No one could kill me. They run at me, shooting me. I'm like, I'm going to die. And I look at my health. I'm like, maybe I'm not.
But you're open from behind.
Oh, well, I didn't
duck just like normal.
I was just like, people are just running across streets, falling, and I'm like, this is incredible. And then the round ends.
Power snipe guy. The power snipe guy, 25% of the tank you can hit one shot.
Really?
And everybody else, one shot with a rifle, and it's like super accurate. Have you seen the Jack Frags video?
No, I've been wanting to watch that.
He's just boom, boom, boom. Like, just doesn't miss.
He plays on PC though, right?
He was on PC, yeah.
PC,
still, dude.
Do you shoot with like click? Is shoot click?
Yeah, left click.
Wow.
It's just, yeah, you just
click.
You do it all the time. All you do is
drag your mouse. Headshot. Headshot.
People are really good at PC though. Like, disgusting. Like watch
it's a counter, totally different way of playing games.
Watch a Counter Strike game on PC. You don't prepare a cursor at all. It's disgusting. Like you see people for less than a fucking fraction of a second and they're done. It's just they pop their head and done.
Yeah, like clicking a balloon game. It's like a balloon
sensitivity
clicking
is
game.
Dude,
all we've
high.
Done click, our whole click, lives click, is click, click things click, with click. Mice. Like,
yeah, you know how we one thing I noticed in the streams of the PC players, like we hump like yeah as like
right.
when we what kill do they a do, guy, they just go. And their character goes like, like aiming their gun around. Yeah. Just,
dude, in Counter Strike, like you would up your resolution sensitivity. So you could like, and just 180, boom. Some guy's behind you, 180, snap, kill, dead. Like if that guy behind you is not on his game, he's dead.
I tried to jump into Counter Strike when I first got that Sony Vaio fucking computer when I was living at home still. I was getting raped.
Best computer of his life.
Unbelievable. Like, how... I've never been beat so badly in games as I was on PC. I just felt like... I'm like, what is this keyboard? Is that right into the mic?
Do you remember when I used to play Call of Duty?
I tried.
That's how you started. I was still playing Halo and you were playing Call of Duty.
Call of Duty is fun.
We would, like,
awesome.
Skip school and you would play...
No, we were working at Bart Yvonne. We'd skip work.
So the days we didn't work.
We'd skip work at my fucking grandfather's store. The two delivery guys. Where are you guys? Oh no, we're sick.
We're both sick at Dan's house playing games.
Well, let's cancel this shit. Let's go for a walk.
Yeah, man. We do need to wrap it.
Well, I mean,
this has been another episode of the All Range Mode Podcast.
Episode 145. See you again next week for 1450.
All Range Mode out.
Goodbye.
Oh, he mute.